Hello, and welcome back to the Lucky Girl Podcast, your go-to podcast for creating your dream life. I'm your host, Lexi Prieto, and I hope you're ready to enter your luckiest era ever. Good morning, Lucky Girls. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited to have you here. I am so excited for this episode. I have been thinking about this episode all week. I've been planning out, and that is because this is a very, very, very special episode to me. This is a three-part series to the It Girl itinerary. So I have been vlogging. I have been on my vlogging game, and I have been feeling a lot more confident in the past couple months. And I've talked about this on the podcast. I have just been in my It Girl era, and I love doing these little how to be an It Girl or your lucky girl guide to an It Girl summer. Like, I love doing these things. I love the idea of being an It Girl, but I had realized that in all the podcast episodes that I've ever done about It Girl, we haven't really dove deep into what it means to be an It Girl. So I decided to have a three-part series of mind, body, and soul embodying an It Girl. Before we get into our part one, though, let's go ahead and get our social medias out of the way. If you would like to follow the podcast Instagram, stay up to date on everything podcast. We talk about our weekly recaps. We talk about our lucky girl manifestations. Any update ever when it comes to the podcast will be on the Instagram. So if you would like to follow that, that is going to be at Lucky Girl Pod. That is going to be LuckyGirlPod. Lucky Girl Pod. If you would like to follow my personal Instagram, stay up to date on everything in the Lucky Girl's life, everything I do, all the outfits that I wear. I have been just, oh my gosh, I've been so proud of myself. I have been on my game. I have been feeling so confident and so It Girl, and I am just so excited for you guys to see that. So if you would like to follow me on Instagram, it is going to be at Lexi G Prieto. That is going to be LexiGPrieto. And if you like my Instagram and you love the podcast, I have more for you because I love you guys and I want you guys to know every part of my life. I also have a YouTube channel as well as a TikTok and a Pinterest. I am so big on YouTube. I'm always posting on YouTube. YouTube is probably like my second main source. I guess third technically, because it's Instagram, then the podcast, then YouTube. But I love posting on YouTube. I've been trying to post weekly and I'm very, very proud of myself. There is a vlog that is coming out this Saturday. So if you're listening to the podcast on Sunday when it comes out, it should already be out and ready for you guys. It is a It Girl itinerary vlog. So it's going in hand with this episode. So I'm very, very excited. But those are all going to be in the Beacons link in my bio on Instagram. So follow me on Instagram first. I love when I get a following notification from the Lucky Girls. And then click the Beacons link and see all my other forms of social media. If you do follow me on Instagram, shoot me a DM, tell me that you are a part of the Lucky Girl Club. And I'm just so excited to see you guys because I absolutely love you guys. And we have some big, big news coming up that I will talk about in just a second. Now that we have our social medias out of the way, I want to remind you guys that you are the luckiest girls in the entire world. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It is time to get into our Lucky Girl segments of the week. So why we do these Lucky Girl segments, if you're new to the Lucky Girl podcast, we do these Lucky Girl segments as a reminder that I am human and you are human. As a reminder to embrace humanity in all its forms. And I just want to feel connected with you. My favorite form of content creators is when I feel like I'm their best friend, you know, these comfort creators. And I love when they're vulnerable and I love when they're authentic and honest. And I just feel like I'm talking to my best friend. And that's exactly what I've always wanted this podcast to be. So we do these Lucky Girl segments as a way for you to have a look into my life of more than just these Lucky Girl podcast episodes, because you know the podcast episodes are very, very, very like written out and we talk about things and we have facts and we have bullet points and we're ready. This Lucky Girl segment is all about me, and it's all about like getting to know me, getting to know what I did this week and what I'm obsessed with, and I just absolutely adore doing this. So the very first Lucky Girl segment that we have is the weekly recap. So this week has been so fun. Oh my gosh. The last time I talked to you was, I recorded on Thursday, so it was right before I got my lips done, and I had talked about it on the vlog, and I also talked about it on the podcast previous to this, that I have always wanted to be very authentic about if I got any work done, if I got any cosmetic surgery or anything done, to be very authentic with you, because I want you to know that beauty comes from within. I want you to know that everybody is beautiful in different ways. And I don't want you to look at me and think that, oh, like this is natural and this is, you know, I want to be honest. I want to be authentic. So I got my very first type of cosmetic work done, and I'm hyping it up a lot, and it's really not that big, but I got a lip flip. It's Botox. It's, they put Botox in your top lip, and it just kind of elevates your mouth. It elevates your lip shape. I had already had a pretty full set of lips. This is so weird to talk about, honestly, but my lips have already been pretty full. I have, like, my structure has always been good. I just wanted a little more oomph. I want a little more. It's like when you overline your top lip and you're like, oh, this is really, really cute. I wanted that. So I got Botox, and it was honestly such a fun experience. They normally do 10 units in total. They do 5 on each side. However, after having a consultation with the woman who did the Botox, she was telling me, your lips are already full, you know, your shape is great. If you just want that oomph, I say we start with 3 on each side. So we ended up doing 6 units, and it was really inexpensive. It was $10 per unit. So in total, I paid $60, and then I tipped them. So it's not subtle, I will say. Maybe it is a little subtle. I definitely notice a difference. My friends definitely notice a difference, but it's not anything super duper crazy. It's on the Instagram if you want to see the before and after. I posted about it, but it just genuinely made my lips look more full. And something that I wasn't expecting is it made my Cupid's bow way more defined. So I really have this cute little almost like this cherub look that I really, really love. I'm really enjoying. My smile looks better. I'm very, very happy. I would 100% do it again. And the good thing about Botox is it dissolves within 3 months. So after 3 months, you have to get it again. So this is an investment in myself that I'm really proud of, that I really enjoy, that I really like. And honestly, it was a 10 out of 10 experience. I think I look very, very cute, and I absolutely love it. I did that this week. I also have been on my vlogging game. It has been actually insane. I have just been, every second of the day, I'm like, I want to pick up the camera and vlog. So I vlogged a It Girl itinerary vlog that's coming out. Like I said, it should already be out by the time you listen to this podcast. And I went to somewhere that is very cool that I'm very excited to talk about. I went to Booth by Bryant. So Booth by Bryant is this vintage photo booth this guy named Bryant made. And it was in Costa Mesa. It was such a fun experience. I felt like the coolest girl in the world. The pictures came out so cute and it's so great. And I definitely will be going back. And that whole vlog, that whole day was just very It Girl coded. I went shopping. I got matcha. I felt confident. I was doing my little strut. Like, I was having the time of my life. And I was also working on myself on the inside, which is what this entire episode is about cultivating the It Girl mindset. So that is really what I've been doing this entire week, of really digging deep into myself and creating this confidence and unshakable mindset that I cannot wait to talk to you guys about, because I'm very, very, very excited for this. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and talk about our lucky girl obsessions of the week. I have two, as always. The very first one, and for a second, I was struggling with what to write in my lucky girl obsessions. And then I was like, oh, if I don't write about this, then actually, like, I am the fakest person to ever exist, because this is genuinely an obsession. Like, I am obsessed. It's actually quite disgusting how obsessed I am. Is Panera Bread. Guys, oh, it's actually so embarrassing now that I'm talking about it. If you look at my bank statement, you will see Panera. This is so embarrassing. You will see Panera there 4 or 5 days a week. I eat at Panera. It is so bad. It is so bad. But it is one of the only healthy-ish quick options around me. And I have become Actually, I'm going to be so honest with you guys. I had Panera literally right before recording this episode because it's so good. It makes me feel good. It's good food. I always get a salad, a Greek salad with no tomatoes and no tomatoes. And there's one more thing that they put that I don't ever get. Is it cilantro? I don't know. But that's great. The Greek salad is so yummy. It has feta. It's delicious. And it makes me feel on top of the world. And then I always get this this Chipotle chicken avocado melt that is so good. I get no cilantro in it. And then I add pepperoncinis and barbecue sauce to it. And it is so good, guys. It is so good. And it's just so funny. Honestly, it's embarrassing, and I'm glad nobody ever sees my bank statements because, honestly, it is quite sad how much Panera goes onto my bank statement because I eat it so much, and I've been eating it this entire month, and I cannot wait for the moment that I get burnt out because I know it is coming. But, yeah, I've been – I also – not to amplify my obsession – but they also have indoor dining and they have Wi-Fi. So I'll sit and I'll edit and I'll get food and it'll be great. But it's actually quite comical how obsessed I am. It's so bad. It's so bad. Lexi, eat at home, please. But moving on to my second Lucky Girl obsession, a little less embarrassing. I have been obsessed with creating flower bouquets. Okay, let me backstory this. My entire childhood into my teenage life, I never got flowers. You know, I was raised by a single dad. We were very, very poor growing up. So like extra things that are just like nice to look at was not, wasn't really a thing in my childhood. You know, like we had the necessities and that was pretty much it. When I became a teenager and I started working jobs and, you know, I still had that same money mindset of like pretty things, extra things, like it's just not worth it, whatever. It wasn't until I moved out to California that I was living on my own. I was independent in every single way you can possibly imagine, financially, you know, emotionally, everything, that I had realized how much I loved fresh flowers and how much I really, really, it genuinely brightens my day to see flowers out on my windowsill. So I would say probably 2 years ago, I started kind of getting myself flowers here and there. I wouldn't buy a whole bunch. I would try to save money and get the cheap little like carnations and like whatever. And it was an investment and an expense that was always worth it to me. So this past year these past 2 years, I have started getting everybody bouquets of flowers, and I have started getting really, really, really good at creating flower bouquets because my favorite thing is receiving flowers and my favorite thing is giving flowers. Birthdays, anniversaries, congratulations, anything, you will be getting flowers from me because I adore flowers so much. And I think I give flowers to all my friends. I give flowers to my guy friends as well because I think everyone deserves to have flowers. And some of the brightest moments, genuinely in the darkest times of my life, is when I open my eyes first thing in the morning. And you know, like you go to bed with some dread and you're anxious and you have anxious dreams, whatever. And you wake up in the morning and the first thing you see is the sunlight and flowers on your windowsill. And I remember a little while ago, I was going through a really hard time and I woke up and that was the first thing I saw. I opened my eyes and that was the first thing I saw. And it was the first time in months that I was like, wow, I am so in love with life. I love life so much. So it was really, really pretty and like special to me. And that is why I always invest in flowers. And that has been my obsession lately. I have flowers right now that are stunning. And they were for my next segment, which is what has made me feel lucky. I bought myself flowers, and they're also flowers for you guys because we have reached a milestone, a very big milestone for me, a very exciting milestone for me. We have reached 5,000 downloads on the podcast. I am elated. I'm so excited. I'm so proud of myself. I'm so proud of you guys. I love you guys so much. I could just literally sit here and gush about you guys because you guys have been changing my life. And I'm so proud to be able to have this podcast and to be able to be, you know, the creator of the Lucky Girl Club and the Lucky Girl podcast and have you guys and just, oh my God, I love you guys so much. So not yesterday, the 21st. So, that was Tuesday, We reached 5,000, and I literally took a picture the second that I saw that we reached 5,000, and it was me getting matcha, which is very, very, very lucky girl coded. And yesterday on Thursday, I had a little celebration. I had a little picnic with myself, and I bought myself flowers and I made a bouquet and I got myself crumble, which I've never had in my life. And I got the banana pudding and it was so yummy. And I celebrated and it's on the Instagram. So I'm really excited for you guys to see that, because as much as it is a celebration for me and it's something that I'm very, very proud of, it's more a celebration for you guys and a thank you and how much I love you and how proud I am to be able to create a community of like-minded individuals that are invested and really want to change their lives. And I'm just so proud to call you guys my lucky girl club and my lucky girl fam, and just love you guys the way I do, because I genuinely, individually, every single one of you guys, I adore you. I love you so much. If you're listening to this, you are my family and I love you, and I'm so happy that you listen to the podcast and you're changing my life, and I really adore you. But with that being said, it is time to get into this episode. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to get into this episode and this three-part series, let alone, because I have so many things in store and I'm so excited to talk about this. And I hope that this three-part series, if you've never listened to the podcast before, if you've listened to every single episode before, I hope that this three-part series is the one that changes your life. I hope that this will make you realize how capable you are. This will make you realize how confident you should be. This will make you realize entirety of your worth. This is episode 48, The It Girl Itinerary, part 1, Cultivating a Winning Mindset. Okay, lucky girls. So in order to start the It Girl itinerary, we have to first start in our inner world. So this is the way we think. This is the mind part of the mind, body, and soul embodiment of the It Girl itinerary. So let's start with the inner world. First of all, what is an It Girl? What would the lucky girl define an It Girl? So in the Lucky Girl podcast terms, an It Girl is a confident, magnetic woman who acts in her worth and creates whatever she desires. Now, a lot of people, when they hear It Girl, they think of models, they think of actresses, you know, whatever it is, which absolutely you are an It Girl. Like, but I want you to take the time to really sit with yourself and think of somebody who is an It Girl in your mind, who is magnetic and confident, and you know, she draws eyes in the room and she is just genuinely like, you can't help but stare at her and you can't help but want to learn from her. So take a moment to think of who your It Girl is. It does not have to be somebody famous or a celebrity or a content creator or an influencer. It can be somebody in your life. It could be your mom. It could be, you know, it could be an It boy. It could be your dad. It could be somebody that you're like, I look up to so much because they are genuinely so sure and confident in themselves. And the only way I can really describe it is like, they stand so tall and they're so planted and rooted in themselves that they don't let anybody shake. For me personally, mine is a content creator. Mine is an influencer that I have looked up to for quite a while in my life. I actually got to meet her last year and it was, oh my God, it's so insane to say that. And it was so insane that like I hugged her. It's just, I can fangirl all day. But my It Girl vision that I see when I think of It Girl, her name is Orion Carlotto. She is a poet as well as a content creator and a fashion mogul, I would say. I absolutely adore her. She is everything I've ever wanted to be. I also write poetry, and in large part to her, I also really do love fashion, and I see myself in her and I see what I want to be in her. And she is 5 years older than me, I would say. So I really do look up to her as a mentor and like somebody that if I ever have a question about where I want my life or where I want my career to go, I look towards her and I look towards her book. She has a book called Film for Her, as well as like a couple other poetry books, and the way she thinks about life and the way she embraces humanity. And I really look up to her, and she is an It Girl in my head, because to me, she is so firmly planted in who she is. She knows who she is. She stands firm in who she is. She does not let the naysayers, you know, make her not want to post content or like whatever. And like, obviously I don't know her personally. We did talk and I'm very happy about that, but I don't know her personally, but I will say that she exemplifies what I feel an it girl is. And that moves us into how do I start? How do I start to embody being an it girl? So now that you have your person, you have this expander, if you will, this person who you think is the embodiment of the it girl in the outside world. So it's not yourself. It is somebody else that you can see. I want you to think of them as a mirror. And I'm not saying to completely rearrange who you are to become this person, but I'm saying I want you to sit there, watch them, look at them, see the things you love about them, see the things that you would like to exemplify and you would like to create as your own, things that you genuinely see as them and you're like, oh, this is it girl material. So how do you start is ground level. Ground level is self-awareness. This is level one. This is the very beginning. The foundation of becoming an it girl is creating self-awareness within yourself. So what is self-awareness? What would you say is self-awareness? For me, self-awareness is having the realization that you create reality. And that sounds crazy. And I'm sure you've heard it so many times before. And you're like, okay, cool. Yeah, I create reality. Sure, whatever. You create your own reality. Sure, there are things that are tangible. There are things that actually happen. But your entire life goes through your mind. You will live your entire life through your mind, through your eyes. So I want you to be aware of your power. More importantly, be aware of your words, your pride, and your people that you let in your life. So ground level, level zero, is having self-awareness that the way you talk about things will be the way the things are. And I will give you an example of this that I literally had last night before going to bed. I was laying in bed and I was creating this fake scenario in my head about talking to somebody that, you know, is, you know, not my favorite person in life right now. And I was having this conversation in my head, this made up conversation in my head about how, people, what was it? I was thinking about something detrimental to me, something bad about me. And I was like, oh yeah, like once people get to know me, that's exactly what it was. I was having this conversation with this person and I was saying, once people get to know me, they want to leave. Once people get to know me, they don't like me. And then I paused for a second. I was like, okay, dramatic effect, because that is not at all true in any scenario. There has been very, 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 very few times that somebody has met me, gotten to know me, and then left because they didn't like who I was. Most of the time, almost 100% of the time, when people get to know me, they're like, oh, you're not who I thought you were. I really like you. I really enjoy being around you. And I was realizing that I was like, okay, I'm literally just having this fake conversation for dramatic effect because I wanted to like have something interesting about me in that way. And like, you know, it's always so cool when you see like on a TV show or a movie and you're like, yeah, like it's okay. Like once people get to know me, they don't like me very much. And it's like, okay, Jughead from Riverdale, like calm down, you're fine. And I had realized that I was just saying this as a way to dramatize my life, and it was fake. I was literally having this conversation in my head, but I paused and out loud I was like, hell no, Lexi, you are not doing that. Because even if it's fake, even if it's in your head, you are permeating that into your reality. So I said, wait, back up. The reality of the situation, and this is also like worked into what other people say, and like I know this to be a truth, is that people like being around me. People enjoy being around me. People have told me, I was literally talking to one of my work friends the other day of her. She was literally like, you're one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. And like, we were talking about that. And like, once people take the time to get to know me more than surface level or like, you know, whatever it is, they're always, every single time they have been like, you are a ray of sunshine. You are so kind. You are so nice. Like, whatever. And it's like, obviously, I don't want to talk about the outer world and like what other people think of me. But I know that to be truthful about who I am is that I am Little Miss Sunshine, as it says in my Instagram bio. I love being happy. I love being on top of the world. And with that, obviously, I have my emotions. Obviously, I have bad days. But overall, I am a very happy girl. And when I was realizing that I was having this, I was changing my words up to, in order to seem angsty in my mind, I was like, okay, let's rewrite it, because I have the power to create this. And if I continue to permeate this idea that once people get to know me, they won't want to be around me, that will end up being in my real life. That will end up being in my reality. It will go from my inner world to my outer world. So I was like, let's rewrite this. Let's rewrite it with facts that we have formed and know the truth. And the truth is, once people get to know me, they want to be around me more. And that is what it starts with, this self-awareness of realizing that I was only saying those things to seem angstier, to seem more dramatic. And even though it was in my head, it's the truth. And sometimes it gets out of our head and we start speaking it and we start being like, oh yeah, like, you know, once people get to know me, whatever, you know, you do get what I'm saying. I think it's maybe a little jumbled, but I'm trying to get my words out properly. I want you to be very, very aware of what you are saying, how you are saying, what you are thinking. And I also want you to be self-aware of your pride. There is no playing it small when you are an it girl. When you know your worth, when you know how valuable you are to this world, when you know your passion, when you know, this is the big word of being an it girl, when you know your purpose in life. And you don't have to know your career. You don't have to know anything. Know your purpose in life. For example, my purpose in life is to inspire others. I have always, my entire life, and my sister Troy can attest to this, my entire life, a word that I've been so drawn to is the word muse. I've always loved the word muse. I just, the moment I saw it, I had a phone case, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, a couple years ago that I had custom made to say muse. And that is because I feel as though my purpose in life is to be a muse, to inspire others, to create art, to create happiness, to create things. And once you have that set of self-awareness of your pride, to know that you have to know how valuable you are, that is the beginning of growing on top of that. So in growing, having self-worth of your pride, don't play it small. Don't be like, oh, well, yeah, like, no, I don't really even want to know what I'm, you know, whatever. No, you are an it girl. Stand on business, stand on your pride, stand on how strong and tough and creative you are. And, you know, take the time. We have a lot of really good episodes about creating the reality of who you are. So I definitely will encourage you to look back on those. I know there's one that we did at the beginning of the year of finding your purpose and finding your goals that I really enjoyed talking to you guys about. So 100% go back to those episodes, listen to them. They will change your life. But I want you also to have self-awareness about the people you let into your life. Another example for this is my entire life. I'm going to be very honest with you guys. One of my biggest fears, and this is an irrational fear that has been created in my mind that I've kept there, is I am afraid of people leaving me. And, you know, that permeated from, you know, my mom leaving at a young age, me and my dad not having a good relationship, not having successful relationships or friendships, like whatever. I have formed this reality in my head that I am so afraid of people leaving my life. Because of that, that has been detrimental to me, because now whenever I become friends with somebody or I get closer to somebody or like I find somebody who I'm like, this is my person, I hold on to them till my fingers bleed. Even though they're wrong for me, even though the universe is ripping them away from me, there is a quote that I felt like, okay, this is me. It's like everything I've ever let go of has claw marks on it. And that's exactly what I felt of like with these people that I was allowing into my life that weren't benefiting me, were making me feel worse, were making me feel devalued. All of these things, I was still holding on to them because I was afraid of them leaving. They're supposed to leave. They're not even supposed to be in my life in the first place. And then I just had the realization a couple months ago that like, they are not the only people that are allowed to leave. I am also allowed to leave a situation. I am also allowed to distance myself from somebody who is not making me feel good. And when I had that realization, it really clicked in my brain. And that's when I started seeing growth in my life. That's when I started seeing the people that I was hanging out with, the people that I did love, the people that I did choose to use my time on. Because the truth is, time is currency. And you can choose to not use your time on people. But the people I did choose to use my time on were valuing me, were pouring into my life. We're filling my cup rather than taking, and me holding on with claw marks because I was like, I don't want them to leave. I'm scared of people leaving me. I would much rather, and I'm saying this with my entire chest, I would much rather be alone, be by myself, and just have this it girl energy, this confidence, even if it's alone, even if it's by myself, then be around somebody who makes me feel devalued. And that is for anything and everything in my life. And that is a big, big, big quality of being an it girl. And that moves us into the next segment of what are the qualities of being an it girl? So I have written out a couple qualities that for me personally are it girl qualities, or are things that I am going to embody in order to become this most confident, most intelligent version of myself. And that was one of them, is to be intelligent. One of my qualities are to be intelligent. I always constantly want to work on myself. And I want to choose the ways in which I am intelligent. I think, and I have been, people have told me this before, that I am incredibly book smart. And I completely agree. When I want to know something, I will read about it. And then I will almost like verbatim spit it out to you. And that is how I know I am intelligent. But I also want to be emotionally intelligent. I also want to know my worth. I want to know why I feel the way I think, why I feel the way I feel, why I think the way I think. And I want to continue on to being the most intelligent version of myself. Another thing is I would like to be well-spoken. I love reading. I love learning new words. One of my words that I have been saying for the past month that I'm sure my friends will realize that I'm saying this too and they'll laugh if they're listening to this is amalgamation. And I actually think I already said it in this podcast episode because I love, once I find a word, I stick to it. And I love the word amalgamation. But anyways, I digress. I would like to be incredibly well-spoken as well as incredibly well-mannered. I would like to walk into a room and, you know, command the presence and be able to leave the room with people saying, oh, she was a very nice person to be around. I would like to be around her again. Or she was a very confident and sure leader that we can trust. I would just always like to be someone that when I leave the room, they talk well about me. Other than, you know, there's sometimes when people leave the room and you're like, thank God, like I was waiting for them to leave. So I genuinely want to become that person that I walk into the room, I command presence, I leave the room, and they're still thinking about me. The next thing I would like to be is interesting. I would love to be incredibly interesting. That is why I do the things I do in my life. That is why I've been skydiving. I've swam with manatees. I have the podcast because I want to live my life in the most interesting way possible. I want to continue living life as if I only have a day left, you know, like, and that's the truth of it. Like, we don't know when life is going to end. So I will continue to live my life as interesting as possible. And I think a way for me to really exude this quality of being interesting is by being authentic. And that is the very last quality, is I want to be authentic as well. But I think within my authenticity, I am a very interesting person because the things in which I have done for myself, because I have wanted to grow and become a better version of myself and exude this it girl, not even exude, but become this it girl, I think those things are incredibly interesting. And when I sit down and talk to people about it, they always listen. And it's, you know, I talk about when I moved out here and whatever, and people are just always wide-eyed and shocked. And I think that's very, very cool. And that is a very big quality of being an it girl, is knowing your worth, knowing how cool it is, the things that you've done, and acting on it, speaking on it, having pride for it, you know. And I think there's a difference between vanity and pride. And I think sometimes I can toe the line of that. I'm going to be very honest of I want to be prideful, but I don't want to be vain of being like, yeah, like I'm perfect, because I'm not. And I've never ever claimed to be. But I think in regards to things such as like beauty standards and the things I've been through in my life, I think amongst certain people, I could come off as cocky or vain, which I have never intended to be. And I'm constantly working on. But a quality that I do want to continuously exude is confidence and truthful, like facts backed up, like confidence backed up by facts, you know? Like, I am confident because I know I'm interesting. I am confident because I know I am well-spoken and I know I am well-mannered and I know I'm incredibly intelligent and I know I'm authentic. So these five qualities, well-spoken, well-mannered, intelligent, interesting, and authentic, once you have formed these, once you have created these in your head and you start acting on them, that is when you can confidently say, I am the it girl. And these are just my five. I want you to take the time to write out yours. Yours might not be the same as mine. You know, you might not care to be, you know, well-mannered, which it doesn't matter. But if you do take heart to these, then write them down. Absolutely. Act in them. Do small things every day to act into these qualities. And that moves us into forming the mindset of being an it girl. This is the meat of the podcast, is cultivating this winning mindset. Step one, I want you to remember your worth. You are valuable. You bring so much to the table. And I want you to sit here. And there is an episode we did, I believe it's episode 10, which is insane and so long ago, of creating Dream You. And I gave you this scenario that when you walk into a room, and it is a room full of people that will help you in your life, how would you like to walk into that room? How would you like to command the presence? For me, when I walk into that room, I obviously am walking with my head held high, a fabulous outfit on, feeling confident, knowing my worth, knowing that my words match my actions, and knowing how much I bring to the table. I would rather walk into a room knowing that I am the most valuable person in the room than walk into the room and being like, oh, like, I don't know, like, I just want to fit in. No, if you do not, and I'm going to say this because I love you, lucky girls, I'm going to say this with my chest. If you do not fit into a room because you are too well-mannered, you are too well-spoken, you are too intelligent, you are too interesting, you are too authentic, you are in the wrong room. Leave. Get out. You are in the wrong room. And it's not because, like, you want to fit in. Do not, and I tell you this with my chest, do not fit into that room because you are playing it small. And we are not made to play small. Lucky girls, I'm telling you right now, as your lucky girl host, you are not made to play small. So I want you to remember that just because you walk into a room doesn't mean that it's your room to fit into. And you will find your room that you fit into. Maybe it's going to take some time, though. Maybe it's going to take some forming. It's going to take time to cultivate who you are and your it girl confidence in order to make it into that room. It's going to take time, but you will get there. Moving on to step two of forming the mindset. Hold on to your vision. Get concrete and act in it. I want you to hold on to what you believe in, what your visions are. Take your time, plan out your goals, get really, 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 really invested in it. For me, my goals, and I have it on my phone. I would love to read to you guys, actually. I went through a second of being really stressed out because I was like, okay, I want so much in life, but what do I really want in life? Like, I know I want to be a content creator, but like, it's this and there's so much in this. So I literally wrote out almost a resume for the best version of myself that I would like to be. And I will read it to you guys right now. So at the top, it says Lexi Prieto. And then my title says content creator. And I will actually post this on the Lucky Girl Instagram as well, because I do want you guys to see this. But I wrote three titles I would say. The first one was motivator. And then I wrote a short little paragraph about like who I am as a motivator, what I bring to the table. So the first thing is motivator. Whether it be through the podcast or panels, Lexi never misses a chance to motivate her fans, always ready to walk anyone through life with what she's learned so far. Very small, very short, but okay, that is exactly how she is as a motivator. Moving on to the next one, author. Author of memoirs, journals, and self-help based books, as well as a very successful blog, Lexi enjoys sharing her knowledge and wit through writing. Very easy, very simple, but it's concrete about what I want to do in life. I do want to be an author. I would love to write a memoir. I would love to write journals, which I've talked about before, and self-help books, and I would love to eventually have a blog that I write on. That is my reality. This is my future resume creation. And then the very last one is entertainer. With her social media presence, Lexi enjoys sharing her fashion, travels, and lifestyle content to her fans, for her fans to enjoy. She takes pride in making authentic content. I adore writing that. I love the fact that I created a resume for future Lexi of all the things that she wants to accomplish. So I want you to take the time to do that as well. So I want you to create, once again, I will post it on the Instagram if you would like to see a vision of it, because I am a very visual learner sometimes. But I want you to sit here and I want you to create your It Girl resume. Start with your name, start with your title, write 3 or 4 things that are the title of who you are, and then write a short explanation of why that is valuable to you, what you bring to the table. That moves us into our very, very, very last step in forming the It Girl mindset, and that is value inner more than outer. I want you to become so concrete on who you are, what you're worth, and how powerful you are before you even worry, stress, are concerned with what other people think of you. Because at the end of the day, these people, whenever somebody thinks of you, and I want you to think of yourself, okay, when you think of somebody, right, you go through these filters in your brain before you get to your, quote, reality, your honest truth. There are so many filters in your brain. If you grew up thinking that tattoos are trashy, then this person that you might see on the street that has a lot of tattoos, you're like, oh, they're trashy. Okay. But what makes a tattoo trashy? Why do you feel that way? Is it something that your parents taught you? Is it something that, you know, take the time to realize your filter, right? And that person who has tattoos, what if they end up being the most amazing person you have ever met in your life and they changed your life and they're so helpful? You would never know because you have this unknown bias. You have this, you know, inner workings that you have to work through, and you have to have these honesties that all of us, every single person, has unconscious biases. And you know, the reason they're unconscious is sometimes they're ugly. Sometimes they are like embarrassing to admit. And going back to like the tattoo thing, I had a friend who her parents really like didn't like tattoos. She wasn't allowed to get tattoos, whatever. And I'm sitting here with multiple tattoos on my body as she's talking about how like her parents think that it's terrible and like anybody who gets a tattoo is like gross or like whatever. And I'm sitting here literally like, huh? Like, what do you mean? Like, I'm the girl with tattoos. And I was like, well, do they think of that about me? Like, look at my tattoos. Like, my tattoos are small and, you know, they're cutesy. And I'm like, do they think of that about me still? And she was like, well, no, like it's different, like whatever. I think it was that moment that I had the reality that no matter what, things will always go through somebody else's filter. And especially if you are forming a belief about somebody, things will go through that filter. And that person, actually, her mom didn't like me very much. And I was like, her mom had never met me and they knew nothing about me. And I was just very, very confused on why her mom didn't like me. And then it clicked. I was like, she doesn't like me because there's things about me that I love, that I am proud of, that I'm not going to change, that she finds different, that she doesn't enjoy. So she has had this unconscious bias of dislike because of who I am that has absolutely nothing to do with me. Because if I was a different person who didn't have tattoos, or not even a different person, if I was the same Lexi who just didn't have tattoos, maybe she would like me more. And it's like you have this realization that tattoos mean nothing, are so small. They literally are not anything to do with who I am as a person. And that caused someone to dislike me, or in whatever capacity to dislike me, whether it be big or small. And that's a very small example, but it continues and it continues and it continues that sometimes people don't like you because they have inherent biases that they are not yet ready to confront and have the surface. And Dove Cameron said in an interview that I really, really liked, she was talking about how an ex and her were talking and he was like, I don't feel ready to be confronted by you because you are like a mirror. You are so energetically clean that whatever person that you are talking to bounces back onto themselves. So, and I don't like myself very much to talk to you and see myself and for you to be honest about the way I treat you or be honest about the way I am. And it's just like that really exemplifies how many filters we go through as people. So I want you to remember that your inner world is far more important than what other people think of you, because that will always be skewed. That will always change. That will always, always, always be different. Somebody might like you because you have red hair and then you dye your hair black and they don't like you anymore. None of that matters. What matters most is the confidence and truth that you have within yourself. And that is how you become an it girl. That is the first part, which is your inner world, creating this it girl mindset, living in this reality that you are confident because you know your value, your power, you know the qualities that you possess, you know what you bring to the table. To end out this episode, I wanted to do some it girl mantras for you to say whenever you're ready. You can follow with me or you can listen back to this podcast, write them down, put them on your mirror and say them with me. But I have three that I really wanted to tell you guys. The first one is, I am becoming the best version of myself and I exude confidence. Once again, I am becoming the best version of myself and I exude confidence. The next one is, I am magnetic and the world can't help but fall at my feet. Once again, I am magnetic and the world can't help but fall at my feet. And the very last one is, my mind is a marvel and I dazzle every room I enter. One more time, say it with me. My mind is a marvel and I dazzle every room I enter. With that being said, lucky girls, that is the end of this episode. Stay tuned for the other two parts because we are just beginning to talk about how to become the it girl. I hope you take this to heart. I hope this changes your life in some way. And I hope you become a better, wiser, luckier girl because of it. Thank you for listening to this episode. I will see you next Sunday with the second part. See you next week. Remember to always, always, always stay lucky.